Woman. All right, welcome back, Kuf Pei Beis in the Olam HaChesed. As we try to improve ourselves, refine ourselves, and walk in the ways of the Lord above. Litponim matov b'shvil chavera. We have to be mindful, cognizant of what is good for our friends. Amru Chazal in Brachos. She'ein daitam dom mazel zeh. When it comes to human beings, our thoughts are not the same. Our das is not the same. Vein pertufeim domim zelazeh. And our features are not the same. We're not created the same. Something we forget, right? Sometimes we get all huffy and puffy when people don't think like us. Hashem made us this way. Da'inu shekol achad mishun mechevero. Every single person is different from his friend. Ulekol achad yesh teva acher. Everybody has their own nature. It's just an important point to realize in general. It would really, I believe, solve a lot of machlokas, a lot of beef, when we realize we are different, and we're going to look at the world differently, and we're created differently. It's not a reason to get all hate with people, just a reason to come together in love. V'chein, kol echad motzei et atzmo b'matzav shoneh. Everybody finds himself in a different situation. So we're created differently, we have different genetic makeup, different perspective, different background, different situations in life. V'lachein, therefore, mitzvah. V'hat l'reich ha'kamocha, the mitzvah, v'hat l'reich ha'kamocha, it doesn't obligate us to do on behalf of somebody else what's good for us. What's good for our friend? Sometimes when we help people, we think, ah, I know what he needs. I know exactly what he needs. He needs exactly what I do, what works for me. No. It's not about us. It's about our friend. Zerich limud, we have to learn the bonanut lavid ma be'emes tov l'chaverenu. We have to really understand what is truly good for our friend. We have to remove ourselves from the picture. Just because that works for me does not mean that that's the eitzah for other people. And sometimes we get caught in that. Yeah, I know what he needs. I know what he needs. What are we really saying? What's good for me is good for him. However, that's not true. What's good for our chevra is good for our chevra, and what's good for me is good for me. And we have to be able to distinguish between the two. Katuv, it says in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, in Perek Tevav, Ki patoch tiftach ed yad chalo. You shall open your hand to him. Tavitenu de machser, v'havavet tavitenu de machser asher yechser lo. You shall lend him his requirement, whatever is lacking to him. A beautiful pasuk teaching us about being mindful, responsible, open heart for the poor and the destitute. The Amru in Bekituvot, it says in Kituvot, in Maseches Kisuvus, Asher Yechser Lo, what does it mean now what's lacking to him? What's our requirement for an Ani? Afilu Sus L'Rechov Halav Ve'Eved L'Rutz L'Fanav. For a poor person, if this is what he's used to, if this was his prior lifestyle, we even have to give him a horse to ride on and an Eved to run in front of him. Because that's what he needs. Wow. Because that's what he needs. Amru lav al Hillel Zakim. They say about the great Hillel Zakim. Shalakach la'ani ben tovim echad. He took a poor person from a very prominent family. Sut l'rechov alav the eved l'arutz l'fanav. He found a horse for him to ride on. And he found a servant to run in front of him. Pamcha lo mata eved l'arutz l'fanav. One time he couldn't find a slave to run in front of this person, this ani. V'ratz l'fanav sol shamilim. So what did Hillel do? He ran in front of the horse for a great distance. Apella v'pella. Shehillel ikir shezeh ya kol kach chashuv etzlo. It's incredible. Hillel recognized this was so important to this person. Shera'at tzorech l'rutz l'fanav ba'atmo. So therefore, Hillel was the one that ran in front of this person. Because he knew that the Ani needed this. It was important for him, I guess, for his dignity, for his pride, for his honor. So Hillel, the great Hillel, he was the one that ran in front of the horse. Even though we know Hillel knew he himself was very, very poor before he became Nasi. Think Hillel cared about a horse and a slave and any of that stuff? Of course not. Hillel was most of his efforts just to learn Torah. He almost froze to death on the roof. But for this Ani, he knew that this Ani was important for him to have somebody have a horse and somebody run in front of him. So he did it. He followed suit, and he was the one that volunteered to do it. Wow. The teva adam hu shirak machshiv v'shvil acherim, and ma shechashuv gam kim etzlo. The nature of a person is, they sometimes only think, Shirak machshiv b'shvil acherim, they think, what's it's important for this other person, only if it's important to me. But what do we need to do? What is he lacking? What is the person lacking? What are his needs? What's important? What's lacking by him? What really is endeared to him? What's important to him? Again, being Baal Chesed is removing ourselves from the cheshbon, from the picture. When we're trying to help somebody, it's not what works for me, what I think's important, what I think he needs. No, it's what he needs. And what's paramount to him, what's important to him, what's crucial to him, for his dignity, for his respect, for his emotional and social well-being. Remove ourselves from the picture. What's low, what's yechser low, what's lacking to him. There are two types of levels, those who do chesed. Darge echas, one level. She'imu tzarich le'ezed davar. Let's say somebody needs something. Lo yishtadeh la'asigo rak la'atzmo. He's not going to try just to attain it for himself. El yishtadeh gam la'achir. He'll even try to get it for others. L'mashal. Misha mitzpalel b'beit ha'kneset. Somebody's davening in shul. U'la'atmo tzarich nir le'kanech bo ta'af. He needs a tissue. Pre-COVID, baby. Get those tissues out. Blow away. Can't do that anymore, or else you're being quarantined for 2 weeks, Baruch Hashem. So you need a tissue to blow your nose in shul. V'ro she'ein b'nimsa b'beit ha'knesses. And he notices that there's no tissues in the shul. V'hu oleich liknot, so he goes to buy. Lo yikne rak la'atzmo, he doesn't just buy for himself. Eli yikne avor kol ha'tzibur. He buys for the whole tzibur. That's a very nice thing. V'zeh davar yefem, oh, this is very nice. L'chol sarche cherim im sarcho, to include the needs of others with his needs. He needs a tissue, but he doesn't just think about himself. He says, you know what? Let me buy. Let me buy for the whole shul. I see that the class needs this, so let me get for everybody. I need it also, but I'm including other people. Aval dar b'lamal mizeh. But there's an even higher level. Haydemisha einu tzarich klal. Somebody doesn't need anything. Ube'enu atov with his good eye. Roeh u'makir tzarche achirim. He sees and recognizes the needs of others. V'holeich lignotam. And he goes to buy them. That's a high level. That's the Shimon Ross level. It's not even about him anymore. He sees, what do people need? What does my chever need? What does the school need? What does the camp need? What does the bunk need? And he goes and gets it. That's greatness. That's being sensitive. That's being a Baal Chesed. It's not just about me. It's about, what do they need? Let me get it for them. Let me help out. Let me see what's going on. If I see that maybe I need help set up for an event, or need to make sure someone needs help, or my parents, without even being asked, what needs help? Aladam masim lev l'tzarchei chavero. A person has to put on his heart the needs of others. Lavi machatzei l'chavero. To know, understand, what's lacking for his friend? Af bedvarim she'enim nogim la'atzmo. Even for things that don't even apply to him. One more paragraph. Uvizei yischa adam l'kayim mitzvot ha'atel l'recha kamocha karoi. And this way, a person could fulfill the mitzvah ha'atel l'recha kamocha properly. Even though many people are different from him. How many kamocha? So many people, they think different, they are different. You're right. Help them in their way, in their thought process. What's comfortable for them? What's comfortable, what's pleasing, what's on their darga, what's in their comfort level, what's pleasant and pleasurable to them. That's what you do. And this comes to expression also how we act with young kids. Young kids, of course, are included in the mitzvah l'recha kamocha. Sure, what's important to young kids is not necessarily important to us. We have to be very sensitive to their needs and to their feelings. We need to provide for younger kids, maybe have younger siblings, younger campers, people that are younger than you. Oh, what's the big deal? It's not a big deal. To them, it's a big deal. You get them the goods, baby. You take care of them. Because that's what we have to do, to be sensitive to them. London knows what I'm talking about. He was the counselor of the year 4 years in a row. Camp Manavu. V'shamati anashim omrim. And we hear people say, ah, manafkamina him lo yiskaru etzeh lishiki yagadlu. People say something, ah, what's the big deal? Why do I have to take care of them? Why do I got to be like London to be the counselor of the year 4 years in a row? What's the big deal? They're not going to remember when they get older. These are very empty words. We as well as adults, and we get older, true, we don't remember every bad thing that happens to us. But however, Sharei Adam Nivne Mitgadel Mikol Davar Mikra Shenaselo. A person is built up. He grows up. He develops by everything that happens to him. Everything, every experience that a person goes through impacts him, resonates with him, is another chip, another drop in the bucket for him. And something so important to realize when we experience and encounter other people. Our experiences, our encounters matter to that person's life, to their development, to their well-being. Specifically what happens when people are young. Whoa, this is intense. A young child, what's he compared to? The fresh ink that's written on a nice piece of paper. Meaning it lasts, it needs a mark. We can't even estimate the great impression that's done to people in their youth. Whoa. You guys are still in your youth. So everything you say to your friends and to younger siblings and to younger friends, remember, it leaves a mark. It leaves an impression. It directly impacts their development for the rest of their lives. That's a very, very weighty and lofty responsibility that I know in this Heilige Chabura we will all take on with great strides. All right, Yashikoyach Gadol.